What's up, my friend? Welcome back to Find a Way Daily. I'm your head coach and founder of the league, David Kesey. And today's topic is why athletes dominate business.
You are now listening to Find a Way Daily.
Do you know someone who has talent that isn't doing enough? You find a way to reach the goal. You set goals and you knock them down. And I don't care what obstacle comes up.
It only took me 2 months.
Really?
Yeah. I made $100,000 in 2 months. The time I hired him.
Life adjusts to your commitments, not the other way around.
I have been doing a lot of research lately on, you know, successful CEOs, morning routines, all that kind of stuff. I always geek out on that kind of stuff, even though I found that your path ends up being the right path, you know, copying Jeff Bezos or whoever on their morning routine or anything like that doesn't make much sense because you're not Jeff Bezos, nor are you, you know, Jocko Willink, who's going to get up at like 3 or 4 in the morning. Like, everybody has their thing. But what I have noticed is, have you ever noticed that athletes who retire from professional sports, or athletes that were athletes in college or in high school, or people who just have an athletic or a military background seem to dominate industries in business? What is that about? What is that? And, you know, being an athlete my entire life and then being fortunate enough to play professionally, I've noted, maybe I'm a little biased on this, but I've just noticed there's a lot of top CEOs. I think I read an article that said 90% of top CEOs were athletes at some point. And that's staggering to me because what is the translation? Now, I noticed this when I went from, you know, playing baseball professionally for 6 years and playing my entire life up till that point, I noticed that when I went into sales, I tended to do really well. You know, athletes tend to be extremely competitive. Athletes tend to have skill sets. Athletes tend to be able to narrow their focus. They have all these things, those drive, all the things that we talk about. What I want to do is I want to tell you, as an athlete who transitioned into sales and then into successful business, I want to tell you some of the things that I think got me where I am. Now, if you don't know anything about me, you know, when I left baseball, I was $50,000 in debt with $250 to my name. I was sleeping on my parents' couch. My mom was making car payments for me. My brother was basically paying my rent because, you know, he was like, you know, I'll pay mom and dad for you living there. Like, I was broke as broke gets. And today I have zero debt. I have all the money that I want. I have the house that I have and I have the car that I want. Now, I don't say that to brag to you. I just tell you that to see the transition because I think there's a lot of other things than getting stuff and having stuff and all that kind of stuff, right? There's happiness, there's fulfillment, there's contribution, there's all those things. But what I'm trying to make the point on in this podcast is I think it's because I had an athletic background. Now, does that mean if you're not an athlete or had an athletic background that you can't succeed? Of course not. That's why I'm doing this podcast for you right now. I'm doing this podcast to tell you some of the things that I think athletes bring with them to the game of business that causes them to dominate, okay? So I think that athletes have a set of characteristics that everybody can learn from that really work well in a business or a sales environment. And here's the first one. I think they're really good at following game plans, right? They're really good at strategy. They're good at understanding you follow the plan, you follow the plan, you follow the fit plan, you follow the plan. They're very good at this. This is what you hear a lot of athletes say. Trust the process, right? They're really good at that. They're really good at seeing, yes, I see the scoreboard, but I need to focus on the process, the game plan that we had set, right? That I think athletes are really good at following game plans. They're good at following procedures. They're good at, I mean, in baseball, because I can't speak to football or anything like that, but I can speak to baseball, that baseball, every time we would go to spring training, every single spring training, we would go through our systems, our game plans, and we had signs for those things, and we had times for the game that we would do it, and our coach would just have to give us a look, and we'd be like, oh, we're running that play. And we would run that play, and we would lean back on that training that we had prepared for strategically with our game plan. So the first thing I'm going to ask you is, do you have a game plan? Do you spend time doing a game plan? Inside the league, we do a weekly game plan and we do a daily game plan every single week, every single day, never skipping it, ever. You skip the game plan and now you don't know what to do inside the game. The best time to have the game plan, by the way, is before the game starts. Right? That's why I have a lot of my clients inside the league. What they do is they prepare for the following year in October. We don't wait till November, December, or sometimes like some people till January 1st to build a plan. We have that plan way ahead of time, which is the second thing that I think that athletes do really well. And I want you to write this down. They balance focusing on the moment with forecasting really well. So I'll say that one more time. They balance focusing on the moment and forecasting really well, right? These are two different things. One is the ability to look ahead and go, okay, what do I think is going to happen? In other words, I believe that regular players in the game, they anticipate. Where champions, champions anticipate where players react. You know what I'm saying? Like, how many times have you been in business? For instance, at the time of me making this, right now the entire world is going through something called the coronavirus, COVID-19. Nobody saw that coming, right? Nobody saw that coming. Now, I saw it coming, but I didn't see a pandemic. I knew that something was going to happen. I knew that we were due for an economic recession or something like that. I knew up ahead, I'm like, there's going to be something up there. And I had been planning. Everybody in the league, I've been helping them plan. As a result, they're not affected by this at all. They're like, oh my God, look, the sky's falling. This is crazy. We're going to keep making a lot of money. We're going to keep dominating. Why? Because they are very good at forecasting. I had drilled that into their mindset. The second thing, though, is the ability that once you have forecasted, you've seen what's up there, you've developed your game plan, is the ability to get into the present moment. In other words, my friend, to get focused. I hear so many business owners and real estate agents and lenders and, you know, solopreneurs that run their own thing and coaches and speakers. You don't understand, David, there's so many distractions. Let me ask you something. What if you were to start your day and said, okay, start your day, you got to do your thing. Wait a minute, I need to pull in about 50,000 fans that are going to start yelling at you and telling you how stupid you are or telling you how amazing you are and wanting your attention while you try to make your calls, while you try to do your emails, while you try to make your funnels. Would you be distracted? Most people would. But is it possible to get so focused that you don't even see distractions? And the answer, of course, is yes. I think that's one of the things that we can take as athletes, or if you're not an athlete, that you could learn from athletes to put inside your business, is the ability to focus the mind on one thing and not be distracted. I used to say that distractions are a demonstration that you have not learned how to focus. You haven't mastered the game of focusing yet. And that, I find that to be true. I don't see distractions. In fact, a lot of times, friends, family, you know, I get so dialed in, like even me making this podcast for you. As I'm making this podcast, it occurs to me that, like, it's a little hot in this room. I probably should have turned on the AC, but I'm not even focused on just literally talking to you right now, focused 100%. So your ability to forecast, to follow a game plan, and then to stay ridiculously focused in the moment when you need to. Now, I'm going to do another podcast on how you do that. But right now, I think that's one of the things that we could learn, that you could take away. So number one that I wrote down, you got to have a game plan. Do you have a game plan for that? Number two, you need to be able to balance forecasting and focusing in the moment. You know, a coach of mine in baseball used to say, you think outside the box. Once you're in the box, there is no thinking. There is only doing. There's only anticipating, and your instincts take over. In other words, what he was saying is, outside the box is game plan time. Outside the box is forecasting what might happen and all those things, and anticipating so that when you're in there, you're not reacting. So my friend, I want to ask you a question. Leave you here with these questions. Number one, where in your business and life are you reacting rather than forecasting, developing a game plan, and getting focused? Where in your business and life are you not able to focus on the moment? And you get too distracted, right? Don't blame your kids. Don't blame your spouse. Don't blame your clients. Don't blame, you know, anything else. That's not an excuse. It's your ability to develop the skill of focus, my friend. So where in your business and life do you need to be more like an athlete and get a game plan, get good at forecasting, and get really good at focusing in the moment? Hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you know, I'm getting another one coming up for you very soon. If you're looking for more training and stuff like that, you can go over to davidkesey.com. But until I see you next time, my friend, go out there and relentlessly go find a way to win. Hey, my friend, if you know somebody who could use this message, please give it to them. Share it with them as a gift. When we uplift other people, it uplifts our lives as well. And if you want more training, you want more insights, you want more lessons on how you can perform, persuade, and produce at higher levels inside your business and life, please come visit us at davidkesey.com. Again, that's www.davidkesey.com. Until I talk to you next time, my friend, go find a way.